The Helmsman's Basilisk.
This document was recovered from Webster's laptop, CD/01, CW/01, after her death. Due to its contents, CT Cyber was tasked with conducting a preliminary assessment. As requested, investigative opportunities have been appended as per scope below, and recommendations and conclusions will be attached to the end of the document. The report reference is DPR T1567133/19. Definitions. Helmsman, noun, a person who steers a ship or boat. Basilisk, noun, a mythical reptile. In mythology, a serpent-like creature capable of killing other creatures by its stare or breath.
I saw an interview once with a man who'd been shot. Come to think of it, I might have watched it with that long-ago uni friend. Perhaps the evening was a slow one. And he explained what the experience was like. The thing that struck me the most was his description of an odd, painless tranquility after the shot but before the pain. An instant between the bang and the blood. A physiological defence mechanism inducing a tiny delay between stimulation and response. You may have experienced it on a smaller scale with something as insignificant as stubbing your toe or burning your finger. An interval as long as a second or two separating event and agony. A brief time where you cannot feel the sensation, but you know, helplessly and completely, that it is on the way. And this thing I'm writing, whatever I call it, is being written in that moment. Between Jay's disappearance, Death, I'll try to be honest with you from now on. And whatever is waiting for me. Patient and still, not too far down the line. Hey, have laptop, we'll write a letter, see who cares. I won't let the optics concern me because it's not my concern. You're in the best place to judge whether what I'm saying is the work of a fearless soldier of light fighting dark forces, which it definitely is, or the snivellings of a guilt-ridden coward. I'm just here to tell you what happened, and you can make up your own damn mind. So long as you understand that either way, we're fucked. If I am writing this in a moment, it feels like a long one. Once the Las Vegas police and the National Park Service had finished their less than exhaustive search for Jay, I came back to London and quit my job a few weeks later. I tried to make it work, for a while. And to give them their due, so did they. Richard, the CEO, even offered me a week of discretionary bereavement leave, which, given his previous standards of parsimony, was astonishingly generous. I spent that week poring over what Jay and I had come to call, between ourselves, the Helmsman texts, looking for any sign or reason that would explain, well, let's be honest, any of it. And found nothing. Just as I'd always done before. When I returned to Cybertage, everything else was smaller and much less important. I looked at Richard and Nina and Keith and Rachel and the rest of them and realised I barely knew them. That, in comparison to the game, they barely mattered. I didn't know how to talk to them anymore, except about Jay. And they didn't want to listen to that. I know why, and I understand it. But to not talk about him was a deceit I couldn't fathom. Cybertage was the place where Jay had been Jay, more than he had been anyone anywhere else. No matter how easier it might make things, you can't purge someone from a place to which they belonged, because people leave traces of themselves, however smudged or indistinct. Jay was everywhere in that office. There was such presence in his absence. I'm not angry with them. Grief is a hard thing to navigate with anyone, let alone colleagues. So I made it easier on everyone and resigned. Richard made an attempt, a token one I think, but appreciated all the same, to get me to stay. But I shook my head, and then his hand, and left Cybertage for the last time, less than a year after I'd first entered it. Some security career I had. Worked on a few engagements, solved some puzzles, travelled to a conference, and got my friend killed. On the plus side, there's a chance. A tiny, outside, infinitesimal chance. And I might just save the world. But let's park that for now.